This is Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, March 7th, 2022. We will continue on Chaf Beis Amud Beis 22b, the second session, the green text. At the end of last week, we had determined that pat ava, the thick bread, was really not thick bread, but it was a large amount of dough, then made into smaller loaves. Our Gemara then says, if that is indeed true, then why would you call it pat ava, or thick bread? Right? V'amai karule pat ava, why would you call it that? Right? Why don't you call it pat meruba? Call it lots of bread. So my answer is possibility number one, mishum dinefisha belisha. Right, there's a lot of it when you are kneading, and it takes a lot of time to knead, and therefore it's there's a thickness to the kneading, as it were. Inami, or says the Gemara, ba'asrei dehaitana, right, in the place where that tana, where that sage lived, so pat meruba, pat ava karule, they just happened to call lots of bread, right, thick bread, for whatever reason it happened to be. All right, so Gemara now says, right, michdei, right, there should be, there's missing some punctuation here in the Aramaic, right, michdei usually means let's take a step back and analyze, right, what is the reason, right, what's the problem? Michdei mishum de katarich tircha de lo tzarichu, right, you're going to exert energy, right, tircha is a burden, a bother, that you don't have to on Yontif. That's the problem with baking such bread. My iria Pesach. Right, so then why? Why do they specify Pesach? Right, it's not just Pesach that we have an issue of tircha yisera, of additional burden. Afilu bishar yamim tovim nami. Right, it should be across the board on all of the yamim tovim. It should be prohibited because, all right, there's an extra burden. And the Gemara answers, yes, in the Chanami, it is indeed true. Why is it talking only about Pesach? But Tana beyond the Pesach Kai. Right, that Tana happened to be in the world of Pesach, so he mentioned Pesach, but clearly he meant other Yomim Tovim as well. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi, we see the same thing in a Brisa. Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, an open pot Meruba Beyontif. Right, Beit Shammai says you can't make a lot of bread on Yontif, right? Because it's a tircha, because it's a burden. Not just Pesach, any Yontif. And as we saw before, Beis Hillel Matirin, right, Beis Hillel is Matir. Beis Hillel says, listen, you're cooking for Yontif. You can, right, you're allowed to make a lot of loaves of bread on Yontif. Okay. New Mishnah. Right, Avhu Amar. I be Rabbi Gamliel from our last Mishnah. He also said Shlosha Dvarim Lahakel. Right, he also was lenient in three things. Mechabdin Beit Hamitos. You can sweep the literally means the house of beds, but it's the room where the beds are in there. Right, sweeping the floor on Shabbos Yontif. Back in the day before they had tile or wood or carpet or whatever they had dirt. And if you smoothed out the dirt, it might be like building. So that was a concern with sweeping. But right, Rabbi Gamliel thought it was actually not a concern. U'manichenes ha-mugmar b'yom tov. Right, mugmar are a certain amount of, you know, they're like spices, incense. So you throw them on the fire and it really, you know, makes the house smell nice. Okay, that you're allowed to do on Yontif, even though you're not eating it, right? And either you're not even inhaling it. It just really is to make the house smell nice. And number three, ve'osin gedim kulas belele psachim. You can take a goat and you can whole roast it on Pesach. But Chachamim Ostrim, and the Chachamim say, no, right? Absolutely not. On each three things, you cannot, right? It appears you can't sweep the floor, you can't use the mugmar, smell up the house nice, and you cannot do a whole goat on Yontif. All right, so the Gemara begins, Amar Ravasi machlokas legamer. Right, Ravasi says the machlokas in the Mishnah is only if we want, right, to infuse clothing with that scent. Aval lahavriach divrei hakol mutar. Right, but if it's really asked simply to smell and make, you know, we should enjoy it, that enjoyment is, right, not an issue. Okay. So that's, again, a limitation to the machloket. It's not, the machloket is not every time you put incense or spices on the fire. It is dependent upon what you want to do with it, right? To infuse it in clothing, problem. To add nice aroma, everybody agrees it is mutter, so says Ravasi. Okay, now the Gemara says Meisvei. Ein mechabdin beis hamitos biyantif. Right, you cannot sweep the, right, the bedroom, if you will, on yantif shel Rabban Gamliel mechabdin. Right, the house of Rabban Gamliel, they did. Right, and that actually it seems so far to be what the Mishnah says. So Amar Rabbi Elazar Barab Tzadok. Rabbi Elazar Barab Tzadok now says, wait a minute. Pamim harbe nichnasti achar abba. The base, right, he says, I used to go with my father, says Rabbi Elazar. Right, the base Rabban Gamliel. To the house of Rabban Gamliel. Velohay mechavdin beis hamidos biyantif. And they would not sweep the bedrooms, right? Or it could be couches, either way. Right? But any room where there's somewhere to sit or lay down, they don't sweep on Yontif. El Mechabdin Oso Me'erev Yontif. Right? Rather, they would sweep from before Yontif. Then Uparsin Alehen Sidinim. Then they would lay out like, sheets. Lemachar K'she'orchen Nichnasin. The next day when the guests would come, Misalkin es hastinim and intabayis mechabed me'elav. Right, and then they would remove the sheets, and it looked like the house was all swept up. All right, so that is a, right, that's the meisvei, right? In our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says you can do it. And now Rabbi Elazar Barab Tzadok is saying, it just looked like you could, but they had a different tradition that Rabbi Gamliel would not do it. They would sweep from before Yontif, lay down a sheet, and then remove it so it looked like it was, but it wasn't really. That actually concludes our learning for today. For the Gemara's retorts to Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, I'm going to come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today.